At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Now here's the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance and RJ. Brian back in the studio on the board, and off we go, live from the DraftKings Sportsbook here in Lake Charles, and an exciting, exciting day. This is like the best place in the world for me. Hey, they actually pay us to come here and watch all of these and be in this great sports book, and I would do it for, you know, getting paid. I would do it. I would do it. For free. I said it, Todd. I'll do it for free if you let me come here and work here. I just love it. Just love it every single time we come here. Really appreciate the great people here. We will be talking a little
really?
Bit about it.
You love it. What are the two things in Houston that you like to do on a regular basis?
Golf and gamble and poker.
Looks like you can do both here.
I did it all day yesterday.
You literally have it combined here.
All day.
In a tighter little sphere.
It doesn't get any better. Yeah. It just doesn't get any better.
I wrote up some. You ever heard of Carrington Valentine?
Yeah.
You've heard of him?
Yeah.
Who
it's
is
didn't David, the Mockingdales, didn't they have him on there?
No, this is an actual real person, believe it or not.
What is his name?
He's a cornerback named Carrington Valentine.
See, that sounds like a Mockingdale.
Yeah, that sounds like a Mockingdale's, a fake name, but it's actually a real name.
There's a real Carrington Valentine.
So many incompletion things when guys beat him on routes.
Oh, yeah.
And the quarterback overthrew it. He's like,
incomplete.
Yeah. Like, wow, you were not close on that one, sir.
But it was incomplete. He was right.
Yeah, he was right, though.
He might have a career in refereeing.
It was, yeah.
Because his football career doesn't look like it's going anywhere. So that's what you did all day yesterday?
I did for a good portion of the day. Yeah, that's what I did. I got five players written up, including a punter. So if you needed to know anything about Paxton Brooks, also a real player, Paxton Brooks.
Paxton Brooks and Carrington Valentine.
I know. It sounds like they could have been making a bet for a dollar about Eddie Murphy, whether they could make him rich or not.
Right. Right.
Trading places.
Well,
Paxton, well, Carrington. I'll bet you
$1. Well, the Valentine is off.
Well, Valentine was Billy Ray Valentine.
Billy Ray Valentine. Yeah. Yeah, no, he could have been. If it was Billy Ray, then that's a different deal.
Yeah.
My morning started with a Spirit Airlines fight.
Mm-hmm.
I wish every morning would start with a Spirit Airlines fight.
Spirit Airlines has got to hope, like, how did we get here? Don't you think the executives of Spirit say, how did this happen?
I think you know that budget, anything that is going to be
discounted,
you know,
or yes, yeah, I guess so.
Yes, you're just going to have it's and oh, by the way, with how the emotions running high of trying to get somewhere on a plane, you're really not sure is going to make it on seats that are like from bomber jets in the 50s. I mean, it really, I think they knew. I think they had to know.
We have a friend of ours who has a family member fly back on Spirit Airlines. And I asked this person, I said, have they been put into, matched up in a fight before? Or have they ever had to get through, you know, two or three different fights before they got a seat? Like, how did that work? Do they force you, like... Do they match up your fight, or you just does somebody pick it for you? How does that work when you have to do a? He goes, not so far. There hasn't been a fight.
What?
Yeah, so far we haven't had any fights yet. He said they have seen a fight, but he said my loved one has not been involved in having to have a fist fight.
Good for her.
And
good
I'm
for
like,
he or she.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for he or she
or they
or they or I don't want to. I'm not putting pronouns on people.
You don't know.
That's for sure. Not really. What is this? A great day in sports? Just your average everyday.
Like what's a typical? What's a typical day right now for Houston sports? What would you say? We're in. Okay, so with the idea that we're in February now.
Right.
So we've got a typical day would involve a discussion about Bryce Young. Would involve somebody, a former Texan, telling you what a great person and teammate D'Amico was.
D'Amico looking rumors about D'Amico's staff.
Yep, D'Amico's staff. We got a new DC candidate.
Candidate, absolutely. We got one apparently, literally every day. Chris Harris, by the way, he was the corner, right? The former cornerback, Chris Harris.
Is that the same Chris Harris?
I'm pretty sure. And then. And then the Rockets lose by 20.
Yeah.
That's just
February. It's no big deal.
That's what happens. It's our average every day.
Oh, but we've got something new. We got something. Do we have it ready right now?
See if Brian does. Ask him.
Brian, do you have our new, do you have the sound for, do you have it ready for Steven Silas?
Yeah, we've got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this was, now people have put music under it and gave him the Oscar. For best acting job, that was Space City Sports did something. They put music under it, and then after Steven Silas gets done, people jump up and start clapping, and it's like an Oscar winning,
what the a Oscar performance. Goes to.
It is actually painful, and I feel bad. Steven Silas has heard the comments that he has no control over this team. He doesn't hold anyone accountable. Mm-hmm. The team doesn't listen to him. He shows no emotion on the sideline, smiles after losses, whatever. He's heard all of this. He's been told either by the front office or he's heard it or a combination of both. So yesterday, now the Rockets only gave up 140 yesterday. So to be fair, that's 13 less than the previous game. They've only given up, over the last two games, they've given up, since Jalen got back, they've given up 293 points in two games. Now,
it's not
on paper, it's a lot.
It's not an all-star game, but it's close. No.
And to be fair, also, there has not been an overtime in either one of these losses.
Right.
It used to be we'd have to see at least double overtime to get to two.
Let's be fair, too. Back in the 70s, the Nuggets used to play games like this.
The ABA?
Well, yeah, the ABA. And then when they moved to the NBA, the Doug Moe Nuggets, remember, they used to play in the 140s. So this is traditional basketball.
That feels high.
Well, let's go back and look.
I remember Nuggets, and it was like a classic double or triple overtime. They got to 140, and I think it was Nuggets versus Pistons, where Isaiah Thomas, they had a jersey that when you sweat, it got really dark because it was super hot where they played. But Doug Moe's teams didn't score this much. I mean, maybe on occasion. And the Rockets aren't scoring this much. It's like they're playing the very best of Doug Moe offense every game. It's like they're playing Marymount every game.
Right.
It's like they're playing the greatest show on turf every game. Every opponent. Sacramento is
a great, great scoring team.
Sacramento scoring at unbelievable rates, apparently, at 140 a game. So if you've got a DraftKings team, a daily fantasy basketball, for example, if you've got an underdog daily fantasy, fire away on anyone playing the Rockets.
And the over.
And the over.
And the over.
And the other team's points over.
So Steven Silas was so PO'd.
He's not going to take it anymore. Everyone is saying, this is so, it feels so bad. He's reading off of a script. Like, listen to how bad this, like, you can tell it's almost, he is, okay, Steven, we need you to go out there and do, like,
right.
Get mad about this.
Well, here's Steven Silas.
Now, here's Steven Silas when he's really mad.
They're not giving the effort on the defensive end. They're not getting after it like they're supposed to. They're not getting into their man and fighting over and helping each other. They're not doing what they're supposed to do.
And that gets up and walks out. That's so painful.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
It's so forced.
They're not doing what they are supposed to do.
It's,
oh my, that is his anger?
That's his anger.
Oh, gosh.
It's so scripted. It's just so
Well, I don't know
bad.
If it's scripted. I just don't. I think it's
you
just
don't think
not
that's
real.
Script?
I just
you
think
saw
it's
the
real.
Video.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was real at all.
I don't, you know.
Steven Silas is not that guy. He doesn't get mad.
He can't get mad.
It's not who he is.
No.
I he'd be great as a dad. He'd probably get away with stuff like.
Oh, you'd get away with murder with Steven Silas.
Yeah, and you don't get yelled at.
Love him. I would love to have Steven Silas as my dad.
Yeah. You would have been great in Chicago with him. You would have been in jail.
I'd have been in prison. Yeah. No, no question of Steven Silas.
You would never got a freshman. How many freshmen would you have got with Steven Silas? Never got a freshman ever
from Steven Silas. Steven would go,
he would have never given you a freshman.
This is a little disappointing today. But, Dad, the kid deserved it. Yeah, I had to kill him. But it's a little disappointing to me, John.
When Marcia Zerlein said, wait until your father gets home, I'd have been like, fine.
What? What's he going to do?
I can't believe that you snuck out last night and you left and you put our car in neutral and rolled it down a driveway and then you started it when it was in the street so we couldn't see the lights come on. And then you got back after going to see that girl and you parked it and you got all the way up to your room and we didn't even know. I'm so mad. Okay, Dad.
All right, Dad.
What's going to happen now?
By the way,
me and your mom are going to talk about this.
Okay, Dad. Leave me your keys next time. I don't have to do all that.
Hey, can you make it easier?
I ain't doing all that next time.
Yeah, because I had to. Here's what I did. I opened my parents' room and I crawled in and I grabbed their keys off of the dresser they had very quietly. Like, I took so many chances when I was young. I can't believe it.
Steven Silas, your dad, Steven Silas. I feel like he's just like Steven Silas.
I took these chances with a Marine Corps dad who was an offensive, who went to Vietnam, who was an offensive line coach. Like, I was climbing into people's windows at night in the state of Texas.
What,
like,
would you have done if Steven Silas was your dad?
Oh, my God. I just walked in like, I'm taking the car, Dad. Don't say anything.
I just walked right in, grabbed it, and walked out. I'll give you one.
I would have been climbing out of a window upstairs. I wouldn't have been doing an army crawl into their bedroom so I could get the keys. I'd have never taken those chances.
So that's our day.
I did that with Larry. Can you imagine Steven Silas?
I would love to have Steven Silas.
I would just
Silas
think, man, if you knew there was no punishment ever, just think about this. The Rockets know there's no punishment ever. Like, you don't get punished. Imagine if you had a family where your mom or dad never punished you for anything. You knew you weren't going to come out. You knew you weren't going to be benched. There's never punishments. That's what the Rockets, it's like the Rockets are YouTube kids living in a house. You've seen this, RJ. The YouTube creators who all live in a house and there's no parents and they do the stupidest stuff. That's what the Rockets are. They've like got their own YouTube channel where they're just making content and they don't care if it's good content. They're just making content because they have no parents and no structure and no discipline. The Rockets are a family they're a bunch of kids with no parental figures. That's what they are.
That's it. And
they got vibes, though. I mean, and that's the one thing that we have talked about. There are vibes.
Well, at least they got vibes. Yeah, they lost by 20, but is it better with or without vibes?
I guarantee you the vibes were good in the building yesterday.
What are vibes, anyway?
It's just
feel good about you?
It's just vibes. Yeah. I mean, I can't
we feel
explain
good
it to
about
you.
This?
Does it feel like, do you
no,
like,
no, I don't feel any good vibes about this. None.
Then you're not spending time in the building. Oh, if you're in there and you're like, you come away like, man, this is.
I'm almost.
I'm
getting to the point
it's got
where
the vibes.
Well, I don't have any vibes at all because I'm just not even interested in watching.
Well, then you just aren't. Then you just don't.
I'm not.
Yeah. You just don't have vibes.
It is really, really, really hard to watch.
Well,
it's getting to Steven Catino neighborhood right now. It's actually.
They were way better than this.
I don't know.
They won more.
Yeah, they won more. Yeah. But
this team is more talented.
I think they do.
This team is more talented than that team. Kelvin Cato, Steve Catino, Mucci, Walt. The Wizard, Walt Williams. Well, there was always a new guy coming in.
Right.
That's when you know your team is not great, is in a transition mode where there's new guys every 2 years, like at key starting positions. This team's the same team every year, and they stink.
I mean, they got some guys moving in and out, like Ty Washington, the game before he had 20. He didn't play last night. That's perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's perfect. Let's get a guy in here. I know he scored 20, but what do we need him for right now? We don't need that.
It doesn't matter.
They had a couple of guys in the box score that I didn't recognize who they, or not just him.
How many points did Jalen have?
Jalen had 20.
Go look it up.
Do you know what a Trevor Hudgens is?
Trevor Hudgens?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a player.
Is he?
Yep.
Well, what's he play?
Plays guard.
Does he? Jalen had 10 to 21. That's not bad. 27 points. That ain't bad.
That's vibes.
That's not vibe. That's not vibe.
Every point was a vibe. Every basket was a vibe.
Do we get a...
Every basket...
Can I get a shimmy?
A vibe is just... Every basket was a vibe. Now they lost by 20 vibes, but... Every basket that he made yesterday was a vibe.
They only lost by 20.
That's all that to me. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
There's a video out. I'm going to retweet it. No, I can't retweet it, actually. Jordan Armel Branford put this out. Arizona Cardinal quarterback Kyler Murray appears to be ahead of schedule in his ACL rehab. It's a little kid doing squats with a barbell. I mean, I don't know what's out. Is that those 35-pound weights? This kid can squat, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can't be 5 years old. He's about 5 years old, and he's a little kid. It's not Kyler Murray, Jordan. Okay, stop doing that. That's not funny anymore. It was funny a couple minutes ago, but it's not that funny anymore. 713-780-3776 is the number. Sean Payton introduced yesterday as the Denver Broncos head coach. And it's look, are the Broncos, they're going to be better, right? Am I right? What kind of difference is Sean Payton going to make?
Well, he immediately got rid of Russell Wilson's quarterback coach, which one thing we're starting to find out, you know, the Russell stuff over the last 2 years, it's been interesting. We always heard about Russell versus the secondary, and you got loudmouths like Richard Sherman, and you think these guys are probably jerks. And, you know, Russell is the clean-cut guy, the churchy guy, and he was the virgin and blah, blah, blah. And you just think, okay, Russell is, you know, these guys are just being mean to Russell. Then we're starting to kind of find out over the last couple, 2 or 3 years, and some of it was, you know, conversations with people in the building and kind of leaked out that Russell wanted things the way he wanted them. And then you think, well, you know, that's normal for NFL quarterbacks. It's kind of a, you know, this, that, or the other. Number one, he's not really from that generation of player. That's not really his background.
Yeah.
Entitled Russell Wilson. Then you start to find out that him and, like, it was not a great breakup. I think he and Pete Carroll was, they were happy he was gone, and they took a little mini shots at him. Then he gets to Denver, and he's got his own quarterback coach who they had to hire, and they got him out of the building yesterday. Sean Payton, first thing he did was his services are no longer retained. They got his quarterback coach out of the building.
Well, his quarterback coach did wonders for him.
And Russell's been just super weird. It's like he's trying to create this new brand, and it's, you know, Mr. Unlimited was corny and just painful. And I think what Sean Payton's trying to do is, like, strip it all down and say, okay, I'm not sure that Nathaniel Hackett, who I think is a pretty good offensive mind, he wasn't a good head coach at all.
Well, again, how much of it was Nathaniel Hackett? How much of it was Aaron Rodgers?
Well,
I mean, every coach we see leave New England.
Yeah,
they're terrible.
It could be. Yeah. It could be the same situation, but I think the offense is, you know, I think you've got an offense that Nathaniel Hackett's offense has worked in other teams. I think the problem is Russell Wilson has spent an entire career of going off schedule. His entire career. Look how many of his biggest plays are off schedule. And that's not what Nathaniel Hackett's offense, and same thing with, you know, Kyle Shanahan's and LaFleur's is, it's a schedule. You're on time. This is the throw you make. You play action. You wait for that route to come open. You read the linebacker. You go lower. You go high. It's a levels passing attack. And that's not who Russell Wilson is. And then he was wildly inaccurate. So I think Sean Payton's saying, okay, we're going to strip it all down. We're taking all the distractions out of this. I'm going to be in charge. I got to fix Russell Wilson, And he's, I think that this is the start of it, is he's going to take away all distraction. If Russell can't get it done now, he can't get it done. But I think Sean Payton realizes, I've got to get to a functional version of Russell Wilson to have a chance here.
You know, and listen, he might be the perfect guy for this.
He actually might be.
I mean, I could see Russell Wilson, you know, he's not a, although, you know, Drew Brees and that offense.
Do you remember where he started?
That's not off schedule.
He was Eli Manning's guy.
That's not off schedule. If Russell can't play on schedule, then he's gonna have a real hard time with Sean Payton.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's got to stay on time. It's Russell, so Sean Payton, when he was in with the Saints, it was like quick throw. Drew Brees was pinpoint. Like Drew ran it great, and so you really do wonder. You know, I think you really do wonder how, and it's the same thing with, you know, Bryce Young needs to stay on schedule a little bit more. Any young quarterback, you want him to stay on schedule, because if they can extend plays, great, but you don't want him to unnecessarily, because then the pass protection breaks down, the routes break down, the timing breaks down. So I think that, I think it's going to be very, very important for Sean Payton to just try to get the confidence. I mean, Russell was not a confident player. So, you know, he knows, well, it's going to be like this for 2 years. So I got to get him back to where he needs to be. But I got a friend of mine who knows him a little from working with him. Remember, he worked with Eli Manning in New York. That's how he ended up getting a job. That's where he started. He was in New York, and then he went to the Saints from there, if I remember correctly. So, you know, he's had some success. He's been kind of known as a quarterback whisperer.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll
That's
see
what
how
he does.
Out.
No, and I think it could be the perfect hire for them. You know, the Raiders are still in flux. The Chargers are just mediocre.
You until need to they watch this show, by the way.
I know.
Welcome to Wrexham's good.
Yeah. You know what? The Broncos. I had no faith last year at all in them. With Sean Payton, they could fit. They could be second to the Chiefs next year. They absolutely could be.
But this is why coaching matters. Like, you feel like now.
I don't think Sean Payton's the right guy here.
So if the Texans had traded, let's say the 12th pick is Brian Branch, safety from. Would you have traded Brian Branch for Sean Payton?
Nope.
You wouldn't?
Nope. I don't. You'd rather have Sean Payton than D'Amico?
You think that. Oh. No, I'm just trying
is
to make
something
a,
that you want to I'm, say I'm on the radio in Houston?
No, I'm trying to make a point. Oh, yeah, Sean Payton. I'd be very happy with Sean
Ooh,
Payton.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd be very happy with Sean
You'd
Payton.
You'd be very happy with Sean now, Payton and not D'Amico Ryans.
You didn't have to give up a pick, but the idea of giving up a pick, I think people were too upset about it. When you put, I started putting names to it based on where I have guys slotted in a draft, I'm like, you're going to give up a cornerback for Sean Payton? Like, a good head coach can make your team. I mean, look how the Rockets have Steven Silas. This is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, this is terrible. If we sit here and talk all the time about it. If you had a head coach who could make them accountable, I mean, what a difference that might make. They might be able to get to I'm just going to pick a number at random, like 25 wins. If they had a coach who held them accountable and who got them to play defense and that they listened to and bought into, you might have a team that actually was actually fun to watch. You might have less vibes, but you would maybe have more wins.
Yeah. But listen, I think Steven Silas right now is perfect for this team. I've changed my I've gone completely. This is perfect.
Yeah.
Just leave him there until you get through this season. You get Wembanyama, and now Steven Silas, beat it. Okay, because we can't have this anymore. 713-780-3776. We got a couple of callers on the line. You guys will get you in. You'll be first up on the other side. Longhorn Scott is on the other side. So you know what? I know a lot of people here really get excited about Longhorn Scott calls.
A
lot of Aggies and Sooners get excited about Longhorn Scott calls.
It's some Longhorns.
So call. No. So call your friends and neighbors if they're Longhorns, Aggies, or Sooners, because Longhorn Scott is going to be with us.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. I DM'd you, RJ. 713-780-3776 is the number. We got a couple of callers on the line. Roger was first up, and he wants to talk about his Rockets. What do you say, Roger? How are you?
How's it going, guys? Hey, just a quick question. We'll be at the Nugget on Sunday. Y'all guys going to be there still?
Oh, my goodness. That is awesome. Do you have your reservations for the DraftKings Sportsbook?
No, we don't. We're just going to go play around the golf and just go hang out.
That's so good. You'll be able to watch it on the TVs in the casino. But listen, you can make your bets at the DraftKings window. You're just not going to be able to. The book is already packed. So if you're going to do this for if you're going to do it for March Madness, you guys are coming here. Make sure you get your reservations. Everybody, get your reservations at goldennugget.com/Lake Charles. So get in now.
My buddy booked it, and I didn't even know it was Super Bowl Sunday. I was just working. I'm like, man, we're going Sunday. He goes, yeah, Super Bowl. But what the? Okay.
Yeah, no, that's going to be fun. Even though you're not going to be able to get into the sports book, there's TVs all over the place. And, oh, by the way, I played the golf course yesterday, and I'm playing it again today, and the greens are lightning. So you're gonna have a good time.
Nice. Yeah, I'm the guy that called and the three wood went the other way. Anyway, so about the Rockets, about James Stephen Silas, rather. Man, he goes Banner Hulk on the rant. What's up with that? I mean, that's a whole microcosm of what the team is about. You know, that little half hearted effort on that rant is how the our Rockets' effort is on the defensive end. That's the coach is part of the team is what the coach makes of it. So there you go.
Yeah.
This is a signature on the Rockets team right there in a nutshell. That's it. Go Banner Hulk on the interview and then sad. All right, guys. I'll let you hear on the other end of the bell.
Thanks. Compare that to other coaching rants in history.
Brian, I don't care which one. You're a sports fan. BMAC, go find us just another
– it's garbage!
Another rant. Any post game that you want to surprise us with one. And let's play Stephen Silas's rant. And then you can play Stephen Silas's rant first about defense – and then you can play another rant. Okay, just tell us when you've got one. It's your choice.
Yeah.
And let's just do a little comparison here.
Okay, which rant is better? Stephen Silas. And for those of you who haven't heard it, we'll play it for you. I mean,
this is as angry as Stephen Silas gets. Angry,
and,
quote unquote.
And be ready for it. We want to give you a heads up. It is, you're going to feel uncomfortable because he's so angry. And
is that why? Or are they going to read like, at least he memorized his script.
He didn't memorize it. That's not it. Let's get while Brian's looking. Let's get Longhorn Scott in here. Hey, Longhorn Scott.
You know, listening to Stephen Silas, it kind of reminds me of when I'm sitting down at a business meeting with a prospect, and I find out that they went to OU, and I'm trying to, you know, feign, you know, anything positive, trying to act, you know, even quasi positive. Oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Wow. So, boy, Brent Venables, I mean, you know, probably going to do better the second year. I mean, you know, sometimes just got to shake the rust off. It's the least sincere stuff you'll hear, short of a Stephen Silas, you know, fake angry rant. But calling in because I wanted to talk about a couple of recent coaching hires, and oddly enough, I'm going to give my Aggie friends a little credit. So you take the Bobby Petrino hire, and at first glance you go, oh, wow. So we had to go down to Bobby Petrino, right? He of motorcycle memes and neck braces, right? And you go, then you take a look at the Texans, you go, okay, everyone was clamoring for D'Amico Ryan. So you go back to Petrino and you go, I'm going to give my Aggie friends credit because half of them are smart enough to realize that was not a great hire. In fact, the odds are that's going to wind up not being a very good hire at all. But there's a chance, right? Because at least you've seen this guy as a head coach, and you've seen him run an offense and prolifically, at least at one point many, many moons ago, and you know, many versions of offense ago. But whatever, he's kind of done it, so at least you can say that. But you look at the Texans and you go, here's what I'm trying to understand, and as you know, I'm not a big NFL fan, but has someone explained to me why Everyone is clamoring for and excited for a guy that has never, ever been a head coach. The list of guys that were good coordinators who were awful head coaches is very long and very distinguished. So why is it that you would rather have D'Amico Ryan? And I got nothing against D'Amico Ryan, by the way. Apparently, by all accounts, he's a great defensive coordinator, passionate guy, and a wonderful person and all that. But he's never been a head coach. So how can you tell me with certainty he's the guy over, like, a Sean Payton who's a known commodity? I'll get it, but I kind of tip my hat to the Aggies because they at least acknowledge it wasn't a great hire. And at the same
I don't believe they
got more of a leg to stand on.
I don't agree with that, first of all. Oh, hold on. Okay. So I don't agree with that, first of all, that it was that the Aggies agreed that it was a bad hire. I think Bobby Petrino's a great hire for the Aggies.
Yeah.
First of all, Jimbo had to stop calling the plays. Beat it. Jimbo was not good. Jimbo's offense has been 15th best. That's the greatest finish I think he's ever had in college football.
Yeah.
And that's awful. And it's his offense has been awful. Bobby Petrino is a known winner. Everywhere Bobby Petrino goes, the offense improves. That Bobby Petrino was not a good hire is a misconception.
Thanks for the call, Scott. I think Bobby Petrino is a great hire. I do think that you have Petrino versus another. I don't think there's any doubt that Bobby Petrino's going to. Is Jimbo going to have his hand in the offense? Probably. But Bobby Petrino will be calling the plays. Bobby Petrino ain't coming there.
No.
If he's not going to be in control. So you know that going in. And Petrino has had success, a lot of success with a lot of different programs. So I think that is a really good hire. Now, you know, you question how long is that hire going to last.
He's a Band-Aid.
Yeah, I mean.
But you know what? Jimbo needed a Jimbo needed
this program
a tourniquet.
Needs,
it needed and Bobby Petrino's just a start. Jimbo's got to realize the offense has passed him by. He had Jameis Winston, and that was it. So for Jimbo, I mean, obviously he did some good things. They weren't a great offensive team when they won a national championship with Jimbo in 2003. They weren't. That was not that LSU offense was not great. It was a defense that was a stalwart,
right?
That was that won them a championship. So you know, Jimbo's a good coach. Is a very good coach. Jimbo was a good hire. Jimbo has not been a good offensive coordinator at all over these past years at Texas A&M. Their offense has been brutal, and they've got a good quarterback there in Wegman. And you know what, Petrino's going to bring it out in them. They're going to be a much improved team. This Aggies team is going to be much improved this year.
I would think so.
You would hope so. All right, Brian,
they better be.
Brian says he's got him, so he found us. Let's compare and contrast. Steven Silas last night just ranting and raving maniacally about this basketball team. And which one is this one, Brian? Who you got?
I've got Dennis Green.
Here's Dennis Green, Vikings head coach. See if there's any difference.
We'll go with him first.
4 picks against Grossman and 2 fumbles. What did you see about the Bears? We shut them down that way?
No, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played 3 quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
That's real anger.
Now,
that's real.
Now. Steven Silas.
Here's Steven Silas getting on his team.
Just gave up 140 after giving up 153 the game before.
They're not giving the effort on the defensive end. They're not getting after it like they're supposed to. They're not getting into their man and fighting over and helping each other. They're not doing what they're supposed to do.
Man, I feel...
Man.
I was a little scared there for a minute.
Man.
Did you feel like the tension that he was... that he's going to go in there? If he had a knife and he went in that locker room right at that minute...
Yeah.
He might have cut himself.
We got one more we could compare it to.
All right, here's another one. Let's see. Let's see if it's Steven Silas was...
Okay. Go ahead.
As adamant.
I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Right?
Well, that famous rant from Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy happened 15 years ago today, so he's no longer 40.
We got that.
My apologies. That's a news report. I thought it was just a clip clean.
Oh, okay. No problem. I'm a man. I'm 40. It's garbage. I'll never, ever forget that. It's garbage. We had that as a sounder for a while there.
I truly believe that Stephen Silas is trying to do an angry voice.
Well, Stephen Silas, he the other night he even had a little bit of a rant on the bench.
No, he's heard the message
that
you didn't do it for 3 years, but now you're fed up and you're going to show people after everyone's talked about Stephen Silas has got to go. He doesn't, and they're not closing out, and they're not
the effort.
Getting over the picks, and the effort is not there.
He didn't say He didn't do that.
In my head, he did.
He didn't do that one time.
Dude, he doesn't even deserve this anyway. This is not – I'm not even – like, I'm making fun of the fact that Stephen Silas has to be put in a position to pretend anger, but he is not a coach for a – he's a coach for a veteran team. He's not a coach for a young team.
I don't even know if he's a
– you know what he is? He's probably a bench coach.
Yeah.
That's just what he is.
He's you know what? He ran the Mavericks offense, and he did a really nice job there. And you know what? But as far as being a CEO, which is what a head coach is now, a CEO of an organization, he ain't it. You know what? He's behind the scenes, pulling some strings, figuring out, matchups and stuff like that. But as far as head coaching, it just, no, just can't.
Live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's the kings of Houston sports radio, John Granato and Lance Erline.
Hey, welcome back here live from the DraftKings Sportsbook, where we just love it. You can't, unfortunately, like the guys that are coming here, Roger and his boys are going to be here. Unfortunately, they're not going to be able to get in for the big game on Sunday into the sportsbook because it's already all sold out. But make your plans now if you want to get here for March Madness. It's the best place in the world to be. You got the window right here in the sportsbook. A couple of windows right here that you could just go to, get your plays down, and watch your every single game will be on here. And 3,200 square feet of LED TVs.
Just 3,200 square feet of TVs?
3,200 square feet of LED television.
That's a lot of TVs.
And that's not even to mention all of the tickers that are going on around. The whole the wraps the whole place around. It's unbelievable. Just a great place. And get your golf. They're getting their golf on Sunday. I played the course yesterday. Just fantastic. Just awesome. I just love it. Love everything about here. Thank you so much, Golden Nugget, for having us out. You guys are awesome. We'll be talking with Greg a little bit later, and Greg Hennigan, who is the general manager here, about the plans for and what's going on here at the sportsbook and everything else at the Golden Nugget. All kinds of great shows as well. So we're thrilled to be here. Earlier in the show, we told you Sean Payton wasn't having any of Russell Wilson's tomfoolery with his own coaches in the building. Don't take our word for it. Here is the question posed to Sean Payton yesterday about Russell Wilson's coaches.
Coach, Russell Wilson had a personal coach, Jake Heaps, in the building with access who wasn't on the staff.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that.
How do you feel about players having their own people off the staff in the building access to players?
Yeah, that's foreign to me. That's not going to take place here. I mean, I'm unfamiliar with it, but our staff will be here, our players will be here, and that'll be it.
He ain't having none of that stuff. And you know what? Hackett had to, as a first-time head coach, maybe there is something to that. But Sean Payton's bringing a much bigger – hey, listen, D'Amico would say the same thing. He's a first-time coach. I think Nathaniel Hackett was just getting pushed around. Russell Wilson had all of the leverage last year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, I'm
new
bringing
contract,
my coach in.
All the
yes, end. You just traded the entire organization away from me.
You know, it is an interesting – I know some guys who are personal trainers at different positions, and – I've had a dad who's a coach, and I've had my dad have to deal with players who went to a trainer who did things that they was not coached, and some technique stuff that was ran contrary to what he wanted. And it's an uncomfortable situation because you have players who, in the off season they go and do whatever, and they can learn things, and Jay can learn things that they have to unlearn when you get into a building if it's not coached that way. And so a lot of these coaches, now we're talking about one in season, That's really tough. It's already a situation where a lot of these coaches are having to work with these trainers and kind of, you know, befriend them and really manipulate so they teach what they want the coach to teach, so that it's a productive offseason, yeah. Not something they have to unlearn. Quarterback, I don't know how quarterback, you know, I don't know what quarterback would be, but I just know that whatever they did last year was terrible.
Well, plus Russell Wilson's own personal coach is getting access to the entire playbook, mm-hmm. to know exactly what does he know exactly what that offensive coordinator, where he wants Russell to be looking? Does he know exactly how he wants Russell to be thinking during all of these plays? I mean, who he's supposed to? Who are his keys? Who he's watching? I mean, that's all stuff for the coaching staff that's in place, not for your own personal coach.
It's not. The coaches are the coach. And whatever you do in your off season is your off season, but Sean Payton's got to get that cleaned up. So he did. He's like, man, that's foreign to me. I don't know that. That doesn't. Yeah, that's
not something we do.
We're not doing that. That's not what we
do. That is not something.
And by the way, guess who's got the? Sean Payton makes $20 million a year and has a long term contract. Guess who has all the leverage now?
Yeah.
It's not Russell Wilson. Sean Payton's going to be there a lot longer than Russell Wilson will be.
Plus, they get, you know. They're giving stuff up for Sean Payton.
They gave up draft picks for him. Hey, guess what, Russell? They gave up draft picks for me too, and giving me double-digit millions too. Right.
Yeah.
And I got a longer contract than you do.
Yeah. So no. Russell. Hey, and after last season, I would imagine Russell Wilson's like, good. Yes, I need somebody in here. I mean, I need to change this thing because what a. I don't know. Does Russell Wilson have any self-awareness though with these commercials? If you made me do those Subway commercials, and I saw them, I actually saw the finished product, I would go, no, we have to redo this, guys. Russell, Mr., what is he?
Unlimited!
Oh, my gosh. He has, I'm not sure he has the self-awareness. Does he think he played poorly last year? I mean,
yes.
He has to.
Yes.
Right?
100%.
I don't know. He might think, well, does he think Mr. Unlimited commercials are any good?
No, but they pay.
Well, what? No, you have to. So do the Broncos. They both. He gets paid both ways.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
You can still be Mr. Unlimited and still be Mr. starting quarterback for the Broncos.
You think this is a good idea? This Mr. Unlimited thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I question your overall competency. Okay. If you think that's a good idea,
Mr. Unlimited.
Be careful. This sandwich is spicy.
Yeah.
Stop. It's so he has no self-awareness. I mean, honestly.
Other people,
I'm not sure he thinks he played poorly last year.
You know what? Kirk Cousins could have done that commercial, and it would have been funny because it would have been almost self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Like when Kirk puts the chains on with no shirt, it's like funny. And Russell tries to do something where he's actually not being corny, and he became cornier.
Corny is not funny.
And I'll be honest, I don't love that term for Russell because I think people have dismissed him, unfortunately, because he doesn't fit into a certain, you know, box for some people. And he's been an excellent quarterback. But the fact is, there's going to be evidence of people who are with him on a team who just don't like him, that he's become too much to deal with. And now, once you are not, you can get away with that when you're really good. When you're not good anymore, people don't put up with your crap. When you're not good anymore, guess what? You can't have your quarterback coach in the building. We ain't doing that anymore. You're not good enough to have that leverage. Go to the owners and see what happens. Guess why I'm here? Guess why your coach got fired before he made it a full? He didn't even get the full cully.
No.
Hackett didn't even get a full cully.
Is that what it's called, though?
Yeah.
When you get a year, a full cully?
Well, now it's called a Hackett. If you get less than a year, you got Hacketed. It's a Hackett job.
I like being cullied better.
Yeah.
Man, it's a celebration of LeBron right now on ESPN. Something different today. We're going to do something different. Now he is, what, 36 points away?
Yeah. That's a big deal. 32, I think.
It is a big deal. And you know what? I agree with Jeff Van Gundy. And whenever we talk about the greatest, why is it that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is never mentioned in this? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar might have been the greatest player ever in NBA history.
He's never mentioned. Because it feels like a longevity thing with Kareem.
Is it? He won championships. I mean.
No, I know. But it feels like, you know, his numbers. And you know, I think it was the generation he came in. It was pre Magic and Bird. Like, he still played through that, but his prime. But I just remember being a Rocket fan when I was younger, and they had to get through the Lakers, and you 30 something Kareem. He didn't move the same, but man, you respected him with Dream and Ralph Sampson. Man, you respected Kareem because he still had a sky hook. What made Kareem famous was he had a shot that you couldn't do anything about.
Nothing.
He could get to a sky hook
forever.
Whenever he wanted to.
Forever.
And it's not, and it wasn't even a jump hook so much as it was like a whole different shot that no one else has done.
Yeah.
He created his own. He created. You never see anyone. First of all, you don't see that many jump hooks anymore, but you don't ever see a hook shot. Like Kareem's shot, the one person I saw block it was a guy named Bill Willoughby when I was 10 years old for the Rockets, who could jump out of the gym. And Bill Willoughby blocked
you
the jump hook.
Jump. No, it's impossible to jump the block. Bill Willoughby, the jump hook.
Bill Willoughby blocked it. I didn't see it, but it was a newspaper I was reading.
You heard
the
about
Houston
it.
Post.
No
said
one
it.
Saw.
Bill Willoughby blocked it.
Why do you think the Houston Post?
You
is
couldn't
defunct.
See basketball then.
It's defunct.
You couldn't see it on TV.
It lost all its credibility.
You couldn't see basketball on TV all the time back then.
You
might have had
its
it.
Credibility. No one ever
you
blocked
might
a,
have.
A
there was
sky
rumors
hook.
About basketball being played, but you had to wait until Saturday or Sunday.
Well, right.
There was no TV deals.
No, there were no TV deals. They used to. When I was young, the NBA finals were time delayed. Were on. Yeah,
they were tape delayed.
Tape
into
delayed.
The 80s.
Right. Yeah.
Like 80, I think 81.
Yeah. I mean, that's how. I mean, that's isn't that crazy? Because that's the only thing people watch is now. Now the only thing that you have to watch live are sporting events. That's why sporting
now, if you watch a live basketball game, you may or may not see the best players who may or may be resting.
Well, that's not it. But it's got to be live because otherwise I ain't watching it. That's the only thing that you have to watch live anymore. The only thing.
Really?
And, oh, by the way.
You wouldn't watch replays of golf? I bet you would.
I do watch replays of golf.
What?
Well,
that doesn't have
no,
to be
but
live.
I'm not normal. I'm not like a normal person.
No one's ever said, John Granato,
normal
person.
No.
Said
I love
no
watching
ever.
Old Jack Nicklaus highlights. Are you kidding me?
That sounds terrible.
Oh my god!
What
gosh.
A terrible Tuesday that would
That'd
be.
The best. That's the best. While I'm watching. Oh, I was watching frisbee golf replays. Well, the other day when I was playing poker. I mean, you don't think I'll watch Jack Nicklaus replays? I was watching your stupid sports, frisbee golf. That's how into golf I am. I watch frisbee golf replays.
You did the right thing.
713-780-3776 is a little baseball news on the other side. Something you might not have heard.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.